Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Afrida Love, and today we have a special segment on Lord, Unfreeze Me. Lord, Unfreeze Me. And we are speaking about frozen Christians or frozen Christianity. But first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, this day, Lord, we who you would have us to be, Lord, we thank you. I answer with me. Thank you for the knowledge that you rest upon us, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we're asking, would you bless this broadcast to be something that you are pleased with and accept. Of the Spirit be acceptable in your sight. We're asking that you bless this broadcast to reach from city to city, nation to nation, state to state, and country to country. Heavenly Father, we're asking would it be something that you would have it to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And today I am reporting live. Boom. And so later on I'll have some highlights because I am going to go around Beaumont, Texas and see what is going on. Okay, and I have a caller. Welcome, caller. Okay, our scripture for today is Matthew. Okay, they want me to take a survey. Excuse me. Matthew 28:20, and it reads, "And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." I have read Matthew 28:20. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and speakers of his holy word. Okay, today we are going to talk about, I'm going to kind of give you a feel of the spiritual guide, the book, and it's entitled in other words, let me put this the way the Lord put it because it's not the way I put it. Okay. The book is entitled, Frozen Christianity. The section, Frozen Christianity. And I'm going off of Revelation, so you'll hear a couple of pauses and things of that nature. Frozen Christianity. And when we deal with frozen Christianity, we're not talking about sleet or snow. We're not even talking about holes herself or himself on the ground. We are talking about the work of Jesus Christ when we're talking about frozen Christianity. And what often happens sometimes, and the Lord has given this vision, is that many times at birth, the Lord already knows who we're going to be and who he wants us to be. But because sometimes we step out of the wheel, such as if you're playing basketball and you step out of bounds, then it's a turnover. What happens is we step out of the will of God, and we ourselves construct who we would like to be. So God has a purpose and he has a plan for each one of us. So therefore, in God's purpose and his perfect plan, we must pray and emulate that which God has given us if we want to experience success. So let me tie all of this in. We are going to speak about frozen Christianity. In the frozen Christianity, we're going to look at the elements of the church. We're going to look at the elements of the human being, and we're going to look at the elements of the world. I would like to start out with the church first. I want to be very clear in what God gave as far as this Christianity is concerned. First of all, the church is us. We are the church. Whoever you are the church. If you are a man, you are the church. If you are a woman, you are the church. If you are a child, you are the church. So building is something man-made, which is temporary. It provides shelter. That's really not even the house of God. The house of God is in your heart. If I would go and step out of my hotel room and go outside, I could build a church where I am. I could begin to pray. I could begin to spread the message of God right where I was. I don't have to be in a building. So the building is just a place where we meet. If I tell you to meet me somewhere, okay, we can meet outside or we can meet in a building. But either way, we're going to meet. So the church is not the building. We are the church. I want to make that. So what happens is God calls us to be different people. He calls some apostles, as you know in the Bible. He calls some as to be ministers, some to sing, some to go out and be missionaries. But each person has a calling, and I feel like I'm repeating myself because this is something that we really need to understand. We have a calling within the church, and a lot of people think that I have to go to church to serve my role. Now, we are to go to the church for the fellowship, but church is Monday all the way back to Sunday. That's when church is. So therefore, what the vision is that you should, the church should be mobile. You should mobilize your church. If you go to the Gulf of Mexico, your church should go with you. If you go to Japan, your church should go with you. God has a plan for our lives, whether it be to give an encouraging word to someone, whether it be to minister the word of God. Each person, each soul that you see in your church on Sunday morning, God has called them to do something. Now, this is where we get the hang of. A lot of people, or some people, do not answer. And so we call that frozen Christianity. And what happens is we go through the motions. When I say we go through the motions is we are very obedient and go to the church of God. We go to the house of God because it's good to fellowship. It's good to dwell in the house of the Lord. But the house of the Lord is you. It's us. We go to the church. We may pay our tithe, all right? We fellowship with our sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, and we leave. Then we come back on Sunday, and we do it all again. But God is saying, what's happening till Monday through Saturday? What are we doing Monday through Saturday in order to edify and uplift God? Because frozen Christianity is not something where when we lead a church, okay, we're frozen. We're going to play freeze tag. So Monday through Saturday, basically, we're not even thinking about church, okay? So, therefore, everyone was called to do something in the church. But we have to understand our calling. We cannot appoint ourselves, okay? That's part of frozen Christianity, too, because God's going to be like, hold up. You know, were you appointed as a minister? Were you appointed as an apostle? Everyone was appointed, and we have to understand what and where and who appointed us. Because sometimes when we're out of the element or out of our elements that God has not appointed us, then we kind of mislead people. And so that's what's happening sometimes in the churches. And when I say churches, I'm not talking about the physical building. I'm talking about when we go out into the world because it's like, oh, that's a minister right there. But it's something totally different in the world. So we want to make sure that we are consistent and not freezing our Christian values when we get out in the world. So we looked at the church, and we know that everyone was called to do something. You might be just called to hold the door. That's a lot because people need to come inside the door to get into the church. You may be called to, bring water to the members. That feels good. We need the living water. We need something to drink, you know. But whatever you were called to do, be faithful unto that calling. Don't freeze it on certain days. We can't put our Christianity on hold on Monday because we want to do something on Tuesday. We have to be consistent in the word of God. But let's talk about the second thing, human beings. Okay? Once again, we are the church. We are the church. And a lot of people say, well, we built a $1 million church or we built a $30,000 church. It doesn't matter the value of the church. The people is what God is looking for. He's looking at the value of our heart. We could be in a immaculate church. But what God is looking for is are we activating our Christianity, or have we put it on hold? Activating your Christianity does not mean I'm going to act on Sunday, then Monday through Saturday, basically, I don't know God. I'm not going to do what God asked me to do. God asked me to go and teach and preach and go to these conferences and things. And then I'm not going to do it. I'm going to wait for Sunday. I'll come back and redeem myself and ask for forgiveness. That's fine because God forgives us. But at the same time, we need to be consistent. But we don't need to have frozen Christianity. What happens when your computer freezes up? When it freezes, you start over again. So God is telling us we need to start over again. That means some of us may need to be baptized. Some of us may need to pray again. Some of us, we can't go back into our parents' room, but we need to ask God to lead and guide us to that destination that he has for us. So therefore, our Christianity can become alive. There's nothing dead about Christianity. There's nothing dead about God. You know, we have to be sure that we are activating our Christianity, period, point blank. Now, the next thing is, let's talk about the world. In the world, once again, we are church. There has been a myth, and I'm going to go ahead and bring this myth out while I'm on this element because we're moving only by the Spirit of God, and it's no really plan. It's whatever God brings up this time. This is the time I want to speak with you and things of that nature. We're talking about the church. First of all, once again, the church is us, you and I. That's who the church is. The church is not the building. The church is not the edifice. The church is not the pastor, just the pastor. The church is not just a member. The church is personal. It's you and I. And whatever you bring to the table, that is what forms the unction of the Spirit. So therefore, if we are the church, there is no way that the church, and a lot of people have a myth about this, and we're still talking about frozen Christianity, so I want you to follow me. The myth is that the church is referred to as her, okay? Well, the church is in our heart. We are the church. And the last time I checked, there were male and females on the earth. So, therefore, the church is not a human except that we accept our temples as being the church. We are the church. The church, the place that you go to worship on Sundays is a thing. It is a thing. So, therefore, we Oftentimes, I've been to churches all around the city and state. I'm not going to say the country because I haven't been out the country yet. But when we look at the city and state, and I want some pastors to think about this too because I see many of you online, and I'm not going to put you on the spot right now, but I do want to reiterate this on the blog. There have been a lot of female ministers who have been ousted out of church because, first of all, the beliefs that women are supposed to minister, number one. Number two, because the church is, many people believe the church is female, and that's not true. The church, once again, is you and I. And what is happening, and if we really want to know the truth to our generation, we're wondering why. I just want you to look at your church on Sundays and see how many gentlemen is in the church. We are losing a lot of our men in the church. Not because they don't want to deal with God, not because they don't love God, because I'm pretty sure they do, okay? It's because we have denied, and I'm not going to say the mother of Christ, because even Mary was denied, and I want you to stay with me because God has given this to me. Mary was even denied. She asked, was there any room in the inn? And, of course, they had to go to, I'm going to call it a barn or stable, where the most valuable being on earth was born. So she was denied. What's happening now in the world is a lot of women are being denied, right? So because of the denial of these women, we're losing a lot of their offspring, these women who have men as sons. Because if you think about it, when you deny, for instance, when we deny in the Bible, when Mary was denied a place to have her son, I'm going to call it a hotel, but you can read the scripture. Well, she was denied that place because there was no more room and had to go to the stable where she birthed the most wonderful being, Jesus Christ. You have these women with the word of God in their belly. They have the word of God. They have wisdom and knowledge, and we are denying, you know, ministers are denying these women who are ministers. And what's happening is we're losing a whole generation. Not only are we losing a generation, but we are losing are male figures. In a recent study, there was a study in which mothers were, in other words, gone away from their sons for a couple of days, and fathers were gone away from their sons a couple of days. And they took a survey, and this is qualitative research, so it's opinionated, but it's very important to understand this. And the males indicated they missed their mothers more than they did their fathers. Not saying that their fathers aren't significant, because they really are. But the males have a very unique bond with their mother. And so what's happening is the churches who these people are ministers, they are ousting these women out. So not only are you ousting the women out, you're also ousting the generation of men. So there's no need in us getting upset when we look in the church and we see nothing but almost 80% women and 20% men. We have to understand the truths of religion. And the truth is God said he has no respect of person. That goes for everything. We all can face the wrath of God. We all can minister. Okay? There's no, everything on this earth, I want to be very clear when we talk about frozen Christianity, because a lot of people are frozen because of myths, and that's how we got on this subject. But much of Christianity, much things on this earth is temporary, even our lives, temporary. The building of the church is temporary. That pulpit that you sit in that you don't allow women to go up is temporary. That means that when we pass away, that pulpit may or may not be there, but the thing about it is everything on earth is temporary. And God said if someone has a word, let them speak. If it's of God, if God has ordained them, if God has given them a word, let them speak. We are too prim and proper about things, because what happens is we don't allow certain people up on the pulpit, which things should be done decently in order in the first place. But if they were called by God, they can sit anywhere in the church if they were called by God. The second thing is this. When we talk about frozen Christianity and we talk about not leaving people out, but keeping them in bondage because we don't believe in their gifts, because we don't believe in the word of God. You know, oh, well, we do believe in the word of God, but because we don't believe that they should be given the word of God, it's not what we believe. It's what God has ordained. It's the will of God. And whatever the will of God is, it's going to happen. And so what's happening, and I want to continue to say it over and over, is that we are denouncing these women of God who have a word because of what we believe. There is no scriptural base that suggests that a woman cannot preach. It says she is supposed to keep silence. That means, and that goes for everyone, that means know when to speak and know when to be quiet. The word of God is true. There is nothing false about the word of God. There is nothing that can hinder the word of God. But we have to be able to discern and know our place and remain in it. We do not own the church, even if it was built by man. We don't own anything. God owns everything. So before we denounce these people in the church who are called to be ministers, then we need to confer with the Lord, because we could be hindering some people from coming. So my thing is, and my point today about frozen Christianity, is first of all, in the church, the first element, you cannot unthaw your Christianity on Sunday and freeze it back up for Monday through Thursday. You can't do it. It's just a no-go. As far as human beings, God has called us all to be something. We cannot just live in this world and go day by day, maybe go to church on Sundays, maybe pay our tithes, and we feel like it. We have to be consistent in our faith in God. And then when we talk about the humanistic part, when we talk about the world, we are missing out. And I keep relating to our male figures. We're missing out on a lot of those gentlemen in the church, not because they don't love God. It's because we have denounced. We are denouncing people. You can't come to my church because, first of all, you're a female, and I don't believe you should be on the pulpit. Is that really your pulpit? That's the question. Now, we do things decent and in order, but God owns everything. He owns our lives. Okay? So we can't claim something that belongs to God. We cannot do that. That belongs to God. So even the body, that God said, you don't even own that. You know, that's why we never know when the day or hour is, because we don't own our lives. So how are we able to possess a church that was built by man, and that's God? How are we able to possess a pulpit? That's God. You know, that's temporary thing. So therefore, we need to be very careful who we denounce in the church. It's just proper procedure and protocol. It's not a disrespect. It's saying, be careful who we denounce. Be careful who we say you can't minister. Now, if God has called them, there is nothing we can do about that, because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. God's going to move some things out of the way, and he's going to make it possible. But as for now, some of us are hindering our generation. We're hindering our young men from the church, and our young women as well, but it's mostly young men, because we have denounced the mothers of the church, okay? And like I said, the church is a thing, and a lot of people have it mixed up. The church is not a person. The church, yeah, the church is a person, it's us. But I'm talking about the physical building is not a person. It's a thing. The individuals, the subjects who go inside is the church. So therefore, there is really no argument, or there is really nothing to say about if God has called someone to minister, whether they be male, female, or a child. It doesn't matter. Jesus began preaching at the age of 12. Okay? So there are individuals in this world who have a ministry, and the ministry will bring back some of those people you are looking for. But those people aren't coming back until we set things right and in order. And sometimes the hardcore truth is going to make a lot of people mad, but God will be glorified, because he said the whole purpose of ministry is to bring in sheep who are lost, not to denounce individuals and pretend like they don't exist, pretend like God didn't call, pretend like God said they couldn't do it. Because if God called them to do it, then he's going to make room for their gift. We cannot, and I'm going to say it again, we cannot say that we own anything on this earth, whether it be a church, our bodies, our cars, careers. We don't own anything. If God wanted to take it right now, he could. So therefore, we have to be careful. You may be, that may be your church, as far as you were called to that church. That may be, you know, whatever. That may be your car. That may be your house. But if God wanted to take it, he could. So we have to be very careful about denouncing people and saying that God said that women can't minister. And yes, because we're not going to freeze up their gift that God gave. God will make provisions for them to continue to minister. But the thing about it is, we have to understand and recognize that God is also going to come back, and he's going to not judge us, but he's going to set things right, whether that means moving people, whether that means that revealing his will. He will do it. He can do it. So let's just think about frozen Christianity. I gave you a brief synopsis of it. I'm actually enjoying my stay. I'm going to get out and go around a little bit and give you some feedback on what's going on here. And once again, please be sure to tell your family and friends about blogtalkradio.com/prettylove. Please be sure to tell them that. Also, fashionline.com is here. Be sure to check it out. And I said Friday, but we're still looking at this website, and it may be Monday. That's okay, but you check it out. Just know it exists. Also, gospel artists, poets, authors, actors, community leaders, positive community leaders, please Facebook, After the Love, A-L-F-R-E-D-A, L-O-V-E, or F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Also, in addition to that, be sure to continue to check my Facebook page for updates and announcements. As you all know, Nanny is coming on the show in 2014, and also we're going to add some music. So please be sure to continue to pray for the Love, Let's Jesus Love show. Be sure to pray for yourself. Be sure to pray for others. If you look on the list, make sure that all those individuals are not your family members. Make sure that you pray for someone that you know and someone that you do not know and someone who you will know. Be sure to do that. Also, let's see here. Just take care of yourself and each other. And if someone asks you, I said, if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you tell them the love will get you up because God is love. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everyone.